Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wanderers to my labyrinth of crazy talk. My name is Rob, and I will be your host to talk on topics and the strange and bizarre as you join me on The Darken Walk.
How do you put this behind you and move forward? Because I don't understand how you can do that.
I can't. You know, I want some type of closure. I want him to be found.
266 some Polaroids from so many cases. And the first thing I felt was anger. And then I felt nervous, and then I felt afraid.
One of the most confusing and frustrating investigations by law enforcement is related to people who disappear in highly rural locations. Forests, plains, deserts, and regions with few residents.
I sat across from sheriffs who told me, Linda, we're not dealing with predators, disease, and satanic cults. We're dealing with creatures from outer space.
Farmers would come out and find some prized livestock that was alive and healthy the day before. Then it was just suddenly dead. It looked like it had been cut up in a rather odd way. Certain parts of the body looked like they were cut out in ways that seemed to be almost surgical.
I began trying to get to the bottom of what was happening to all of these animals. There were horses, cows, other domestic animals found with the same pattern of bloodless excisions. The law enforcement called them animal mutilations.
These cases offer no witnesses, few clues, and a strange lack of evidence. Where are these people? How did they disappear without leaving a scent trail, no tracks, and a distinct lack of physical evidence?
There are several explanations for why aliens would want to experiment on cows. One is that they're just looking for food. One that they're looking for some kind of information about vertebrate organisms. Another one is that they're looking for some kind of genetic material for some reason.
The closest answer I've ever gotten was from a man who had very upfront and close and personal observations of non-humans in his world. He told me, he said, the best answer I can give you, Linda, is it's a genetic harvest. But once you have said a genetic harvest from Earth, there's even a bigger question. Why a genetic harvest from Earth? What is being made? To what end?
Just recently, like in the past year, I've been keying into alien abductions. I admit, a while back it was kind of a laughable gag thing, but mark my words, what began in the ignorance of the subject as jokes and chuckles very quickly turned to worry and fear. The more I dug into this, the more I delved down the rabbit hole on this topic, the more the dots began to connect. For starters, it started to show its ugly face when I became intrigued in the investigations of David Politis and his 411 series of missing persons and the strange disappearances of people in national parks. And while I'm talking here, one of those investigations that stands out in my mind with David's research concerned an elderly hunter who, along with his son and friends, embarked upon a simple hunting trip. Sometime during the day, the elderly father just vanished. No trace, no tracks, no evidence of foul play, no scent trail, no nothing. Just poof, gone from existence. And he has never been found. No explanation, no answers. In other areas along the way, I was coming across content that touched on topics of underground aliens, sea-dwelling non-human terrestrials, and of course, interdimensional extraterrestrials, to the bending of space and time travel, supposed star systems where aliens come from, to different alien species, motivations, cattle or animal mutilations, UFO sightings, all cornering on the topic of alien abductions, and even possession over humans from other beings of alien or non-human origin. One thing that kept nagging me is the term abduction and its connection to alien or non-human beings behind it. I'm going to say this now. Aliens, as in extraterrestrials, not of this planet, or non-human terrestrials, are not our friend. They are not here to be one big happy family. They are here to exploit humans for their own interests. Whether that be to figure out how to procreate, extract our immortal life force, or genetically alter us for purposes that are unknown and outright frightening. Whatever the reasons or purposes, these are not good intentions. Here, there is no benefit to mankind. None. Some may argue that in our ancient past, we were visited by aliens who introduced us to technologies and leaped our species forward to foster a better evolution of mankind. But why? So that they could share with us their technologies when we reached a good point to be able to comprehend them? Or to finally shake our hand and say, "We want to be your friends now and share the universe." Why would they even give a damn if we were further advanced? Well, I'll tell you why. We are of no use to them if we are dumb. The gap in intellect is too great. Why would an alien species abduct primitive humans and create hybrids from this? It would be like a 200 IQ mixed with a 10 IQ, and the result is a lowball 40 IQ or some lesser stat, even if greater than 40. Well, that won't work for these aliens. They need a smarter, higher intelligent being so that their offspring hybrids are closer to their own. Closer to be able to tap into the processes that their minds use, that is, like telepathy and so forth. If the idea is that they cannot reproduce and are worried about their own existence, altering us genetically from our primitive ancestors to a being they are more closely compatible with, well, that is what may be the plan. And genetically, we have evolved through the centuries. But we are not there yet. Oh, we've come a long way. But we are still under test. That is all we are to them, and why there is such a thing as alien abduction. To them, the planet Earth is a farm, a lab of rats. They are more likely interested in this planet than they are anything to do with us outside of what they can extract or gain from us through these abductions. Think about it for a second. Let's just say man, being genetically altered by aliens eons ago, has evolved in great progress. And then, at some point in the future, we genetically evolve to a satisfactory point. What then? Well, that's when the planet will be taken over. That's when we will be exterminated. That's when all that we have built, our cities, our cultures, our things, and all that we pride ourselves on today will all be vaporized into oblivion in the blink of an eye, and the new species will dominate the planet. That, my friends, is what I believe is the meaning of our life, our existence. If we go back to the roots, Zachariah Sitchin, who was the author of a number of books proposing explanations for human origins involving ancient astronauts, attributes that the creation of the ancient Sumerian human culture was a product of the Anunnaki, a race of extraterrestrials. According to Sitchin's interpretation of Mesopotamian iconography and symbolism outlined in his 1976 book, The 12th Planet and its sequels, there is an undiscovered planet beyond Neptune that follows a long, southern-tilted elliptical orbit reaching the inner solar system roughly every 3,600 years. According to Sitchin, Nibiru, called the 12th Planet, was the home of a technologically advanced human-like extraterrestrial race called the Anunnaki in the Sumerian myth. He wrote that they evolved after Nibiru entered the inner solar system, and they first arrived on Earth some 450,000 years ago, looking for minerals, especially gold, which they found and mined in Africa. Sitchin states that these so-called gods were the rank-and-file workers of the colonial expedition to Earth from the planet Nibiru. According to Sitchin, the Anunnaki, who had mutinied over their dissatisfaction with their working conditions, that to relieve them, primitive workers, Homo sapiens, were created by genetic engineering as slaves to replace them in the gold mines by crossing extraterrestrial genes with those of Homo erectus. It could very well be that this was the bridge or open door, so to speak, that captured the attention of other alien races, which then brought forth agendas of their own. Kind of humbles you down now, doesn't it, to think that we really don't mean shit in the grand scheme of things. We are just being used, allowed to play house on this planet for a time, but in the end, essentially useless to the higher intellects out there beyond our reach. These imaginations we have that one day we'll be speeding around in hover cars, able to leave the planet on some cruise across the stars and populate other such planets, is a pipe dream. We won't be around to see any of that. What most likely will be our future, if not extermination, is slavery. We will be made dumbed down, never able to reach a higher intellect, and thus allowed only one inherent purpose: to be used by others as slaves and or lab rats. I think this is our purpose. Perhaps those who show great promise in further genetic alteration for a higher intelligence towards genetic hybridization are the ones that disappear without a trace. In alien abductions, there is one fact that often surfaces. Abductions occur in a family line, but not everyone from this line is taken away. Some are abducted and returned. Perhaps in this part of the scientific research behind the abduction is to find out what is working in the genetic evolution, or that maybe within these abductees is something that is being nurtured, because maybe that particular gene pool shows real promise. One of the more interesting videos I came across talked about an alien process of taking a human and separating the soul and the immortal life force from the physical body. It went on to say that humans possess something indigenous to their species, and that is this: that a human is made up of three parts, a trinity, so to speak, which is a physical body, a soul, and an immortal life force. Well, we all know about the physical part. The soul is what is considered our consciousness, our inner selves, and finally, our immortal life force, which is considered to have always been and always will be, has no name, and is an existence of light and energy that must be a part of the other two parts in order to experience death, to know and ultimately understand that death indeed does not exist. And because this is known by a certain race of alien, that their agenda is to separate these parts, tap the resource of the immortal life force portion, and embed this into one of their own, thus giving them life anew to continue on. Because maybe they can no longer procreate, and then returning this life force and soul parts back into the physical body of the human, then return them back from whence they were abducted. In line with this, it could be that those not returned did not survive this process and are simply discarded as waste for further dissection and research, or possibly even discarded as space junk. By now, I hope I've conveyed my reasoning for my feelings of worry and fear. I hope you are open-minded enough to consider what I have said. The only way out is to break through the paradigm of common thought. For this, I believe, is the only way for us to gain control of what is happening to us beyond our control, beyond and against our will. Does this mean I'm going to go on with my life like a scared rabbit? No, not at all. Rather, I think I'll continue my research and exploration further down this old rabbit hole. Well, that's it for this podcast within the Darkened Walk. I hope I left you with some thought-provoking concepts to carry you through the rest of your day and even into your sleep. Always remember, never close your mind to the possibilities that may exist. Peace out.